May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1019. 1019. Oh, that my load of sin were gone. Oh, that I could at last submit at Jesus' feet to lay it down, to lay my soul at Jesus' feet. Hymn 1019.
Holy Word of God, we will read together Genesis chapter 24. Reading together part of Genesis chapter 24. And we'll begin reading at verse 32. Genesis 24, beginning at verse 32. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants, and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son, of my kindred, and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way, which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning and said, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah their sister and her nurse and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well Lehai Roi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel, for she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. May God bless that reading of his holy word, and may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, once again we are favoured to gather in this house of prayer. Once again, Lord, thou hast gathered us around thy holy word. And Lord, we do thank thee for this opportunity to meet together And we do thank thee for thy word, which we have freely available to us to read. And Lord, as we gather for worship here this day in this house of prayer, on this day of rest, we pray that thou bless us with thy presence and grant us, Lord, thy rich blessing to rest upon the reading and the preaching of thy word. Lord, may our worship of thee this day be truly spirit-led. May we have drawn out from us a spirit of worship and praise. May we seek to render unto thee the praises due to thy holy name. We are poor sinners. We have our sinful hearts. We have, Lord, much which is not right in and of ourselves. Lord, our lives are strewn with sin. There is sin, Lord, mixed with all that we do. But oh, we do pray that though we are of a sinful race, yet we pray that we may find that place of acceptance, that ground of mercy, that we may truly approach unto thee now in prayer, and that our worship might be found acceptable in thy sight. Most holy Lord God, through that mediator of thine own providing, thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for a teaching spirit to be poured out upon us, that thou teach us each our needs as sinners before thee, that thou wilt show to us and reveal to us our many failings and sins. Lord, that thou wilt pour out a spirit of conviction. There may be that convincing, that convicting of us each as sinners before thee, this side of the grave. Lord, that we may not be left in any spirit of delusion or any blindness concerning our sinnership, but that we may be brought into a true understanding of what we have done and how we have wronged thee and how we have sinned against thee. And Lord, we pray that we may be brought to fall before thee and to confess that thou art Lord of all. Lord, we pray that there may be that revealing both of our sins and a precious Saviour. And Lord, we pray that there may be poured forth from thy gracious hands the blessings of living faith, that we each may have that gift of faith given to us, the faith in Jesus Christ, that faith which is fixed on him, the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may be brought to truly confess him and believe in him and own him as our Lord and Saviour, that we may know and experience the forgiveness of sins through the precious blood and righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we may know that peace in believing. That the great mountain of sin, which is a concern to some, we pray will be a concern to each. Lord, maybe graciously and mercifully swept away in an ocean of love and mercy. That which pours forth from the throne of God in heaven. Oh, may we be brought to that river, that the streams whereof make glad the city of God. May we be brought to that brink, to drink and to drink abundantly. May we find both life and cleansing in the spear-pierced side of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, we do ask, Lord, great things. We're in need of thy great mercy and compassion. We're great sinners. We've greatly sinned against thee. And what great needs we have, Lord, because there is a greatness, Lord, to the day of judgment, and a great and vast eternity stretching out. And Lord, we do pray that we may each be prepared for that great day. Lord, we cannot escape it. We cannot avoid it. We cannot delay it. There is a time appointed. Oh, it is appointed unto man once to die. Oh, Lord, we do pray that we may each be prepared to meet thee. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Lord, we have been reminded again of this solemn day. Lord, we have heard this morning the news of the death of the dear wife of thy servant, Mr. Jabez Rutt. We do pray earnestly that thou wilt draw near to him, and Lord, that thou wilt comfort his heart at this time of great sorrow. May he prove, as others have at these times, that the consolations of God are not small. And may he prove, Lord, again, what he has often preached, having known and been taught it of thee, that thou art the same, an unchangeable, almighty, heavenly friend, and thou art able to bear up, and able to keep, and able to comfort, and able to sympathise, and Lord, able to bless at these times of great sorrow. We pray for his family. We pray, Lord, for the church and congregation at Lamberhurst. Lord, we do pray that thou sanctify and use these things for thy honour and glory and for the good of many souls. Lord, these things are a reminder to us each. Lord, that we each must die. The old must die, the young may die. We know not, Lord, what an hour, a day nor an hour may bring forth. And Lord, we do pray that thou prepare us each. And Lord, we pray for our dear friends here, to whom this is a reminder of their recent great loss also. And we pray thy continued presence and comforting spirit may be upon them each. And that, Lord, as in time and in the passing of time, others are, through necessity, going about their businesses as before. Yet, Lord, we pray for those that still feel overwhelmed and overcome at times, that, Lord, they may feel that thou art in control. And, Lord, we pray that thou bless them indeed with thy presence and thy comfort. Lord, thou art a gracious and compassionate God. Thy mercy knows no end. Lord, may we not, through our weakness, through our unbelief, through the many assaults of Satan, may we not question thy mercy and thy dealings. Lord, help us to truly submit to what thy will is for us each. Lord, do help us that we may acquiesce and fall before thee and seek that grace to help in time of need. Remember, Lord, the church and congregation here, we pray, pour out thy spirit upon them. May it be a spirit of grace and of supplications. Oh Lord, may they be a praying people, praying one for another. Build them up, Lord, we pray, in numbers and in their most holy faith. Grant, Lord, tokens and evidences of thy continued work here, we pray. Lord, do favour them with fellowship, one with another and with thee. Grant them, Lord, the great blessing of additions to the church, of such as should be saved by thy grace. And Lord, that we do pray that thy great and holy name may be honoured and glorified in their assembly week by week. Do, Lord, continue thy work here to the end of time. May there ever be a seed to serve thee, to call thee the Redeemer blessed. Remember the children. Lord, do open up their young minds and their eyes, the eye of their faith, in the days of their youth. Lord, may thy spirit be poured out upon this rising generation. May they grow up to be pillars in the church. May there be many mothers in Israel. Lord, we pray that thou wilt arise for our help. Lord, we are living in solemn, dark days. Thy judgments are abroad in the earth. Lord, we pray that as thy judgments are upon us as a group of churches, Lord, that we may truly search our hearts, seek for thy gracious revealing of those things which are wrong, and the grace to be given, and the wisdom to be given, to set things in order. And Lord, that we may not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but rather that thou wilt be pleased to abide with us. Take not and remove not the candlestick from the local churches, we pray. Lord, thou hast promised to never leave nor forsake thy people. But Lord, that same promise is not extended to the local churches as they assemble. Lord, we pray then, may we seek to walk in that right way. May the fear of the Lord be greatly known in each of us personally. That which is an unctuous light to all that's right and a bar to all that's wrong. Lord, help us in these things. We are prone to wander, where we have hearts that are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Lord, thou knowest the sinful and inclinations of us each. We pray, keep us by thy grace. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God of our salvation. Keep Satan from us, drive him out of our hearts, out of our assembly, out of our homes. Lord, do hedge about us. Be the wall of fire round about. Lord, be the glory in the midst. Do help us, we humbly pray, Lord, come before thee in that right way. May we ever seek to do those things which are right in thy sight. Lord, do cleanse us and wash us from all our sin. Do, Lord, forgive the poverty of this prayer. Lord, our weak minds, Lord, our weakness of faith. Oh, but we do pray that thou would overcome all, and in spite of all these things, that thou wilt bless, that thou wilt be gracious, that thou wilt do all that we need, and those things we've forgotten to ask for, Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant. Any case, Lord, of each of the friends who feel hasn't been mentioned, help them to bring it to thee in prayer. Forgive us our every sin, and take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously. We ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Hymn 980. When sins and fears prevailing rise, and fainting hope almost expires, Jesus, to thee I lift my eyes, to thee I breathe my soul's desires. Hymn 980.
Thank you.
turn with me to the chapter we read, Genesis chapter 24. With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the closing part of verse 27. Genesis chapter 24, the closing part of verse 27. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. The closing part of verse 27, Genesis 24. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. I do hope and pray that when we read particularly parts of the Old Testament, that we do not dismiss them, but rather that we may seek that the Lord would use them. God has been pleased throughout many hundreds of years to preserve the Word of God to us. We have the complete Word of God in our own language. And these things have been handed down throughout many generations as God has been pleased to preserve them. And may we truly seek that the Lord have given us an understanding of this. And may we seek his help as we read them. Maybe this morning you think, well, this is an account of a bride being chosen for a man's son many, many, many years ago. And it has a nice ending. And yet, what does it really mean to us? How can it be relevant to us? Paul, writing in the Thessalonians, exhorts them to this prayer, that the word of the Lord will have free course and be glorified. And though you may, I hope you don't, but though you may at times dismiss parts of the Word of God, may the Lord take such things and apply them to you. The Lord has not only preserved this account, which should command our notice and our attention, given his care in so preserving it, but he has also applied by his Spirit many parts of it throughout the generations, that there are those that can testify of the blessing that the Lord has used, taken a part of this account, maybe just a few words, and sealed it into someone's heart. Words like, "Whose daughter art thou?" And they've been like an arrow into the heart of one. Or, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And the Lord has so used that to bring them to take up their cross and follow the Lord. Wilt thou go with this man? I will go, was Rebecca's reply. And I will go has been the answer to those that the Lord has called. And so this morning, laid upon my spirit to bring before you just this last part of this verse, I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. This is Abraham's servant. Verse 26, and the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Abraham had given his servant, and we think it's Eliezer, his eldest servant. He had given him this great task, this great charge, this great commission. He was to go and to find a bride for his son, Isaac. And there's a few things for us to notice with the Lord's help this morning. The servant says in our text, I being in the way. He was in the way. He was in the way of obedience. In obedience to the command of his master, he had gone on this journey. It was obedience. I being in the way, a way of obedience. Now, some of you here, maybe you children this morning, particularly you've come into this chapel at Swavesey. You've come on your way from home and you've come here. How have you come? How have each of us come? Well, the children, it's in obedience. In obedience to your parents. They worship here week by week, and in obedience to them, you are found in this house of prayer. You are found with the word of God read to you this morning. I being in the way. It's a way of obedience for you. May that the Lord, in your way of obedience, be pleased to bless you as you come in and out among the Lord's people, as you come in and out of this house of prayer. I being in the way. Oh, may the Lord grant us each that we may be obedient. It is the appointed way for us to assemble ourselves together We meet in a gospel day, the first day of the week. We assemble ourselves to worship God. I being in the way. May the Lord be pleased to meet us as we come into his presence. You know, sometimes we can come in obedience, but we can also come indifferent. We can come careless. We can come out of duty only. Duty's not enough. But oh, may the Lord bless us and even use the fulfilling of a duty, an obligation to a parent. Maybe it is for some of you here tradition. Your parents did it, you've grown up. It's always something you've done. Something you've become accustomed to. Something in a way that you'd miss doing. But you're not in desperate need as a sinner. You're not in coming in with a heart overflowing in love and gratitude to worship God. But maybe you've come in and it literally is because you always have. Or maybe, may the Lord be pleased in your coming in and going out, in your gathering here, be pleased to meet with you. Oh, what a privilege some of us can look back to what a privilege it was to be brought up to attend a place of worship. Maybe we can look back to those days and we resented it. What a difference when the Lord has met with us. I being in the way. To be found where the Lord is being pleased to bless his people. Oh, may we not neglect these things. May we not despise these things. May we not count it as a small thing to be found in the way. It was a way of obedience for Abraham's servant. It was also a way of prayer. In your own time, there were many verses to this chapter, we couldn't read them all. May the Lord help you to read the part we didn't read. And Abraham sending his servant, and he sent him in, and it was in prayer he sent him. It was a way of prayer. But it wasn't the servant relying on the prayers of Abraham. He too saw firstly the great task that was before him, the great need that he had of help, and he knew something of where that help could be found. I being in the way. Oh, he prayed, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. Oh, is that how you've come? It's more than obedience this morning. You've come this way. And you've come in prayer. And you've come up to the house of God. And you've prayed before you've come. And you've prayed that the Lord would prosper the way. Would prosper the worship, the preaching, the reading of the Word of God. That God's speed might be upon you. That there might be in you a laying aside of every weight. All the things that are unnecessary that have so filled your mind and heart. They're necessary maybe for daily life. But now this is the Lord's day. This is his day. This is surely... Isn't this the time of the week for us to truly think upon better things? You see, my mind's so busy with work and or busy with school or so busy with family and friends and business and life, and I'm pressed on every side, and there's not a moment to think, well, this is the time, isn't it? Oh, may this, your desire and mine be that it might be, this is the day which the Lord has made. That he will free you from all the unnecessary things. That he might draw you by his grace and mercy and power away from unnecessary things. Those things that will come in between. And give you a clear view and a clear and open heart and mind to truly receive the Word of God, to give you faith so that in the hearing of it you might profit in your soul. I being in the way of grace. God has been pleased through the foolishness of preaching to use it to bless the souls of many. Not preaching foolishness, but blessing the preaching to the good of souls. Oh, what a privilege to be found under the preaching of the everlasting gospel. Oh, but it's not enough to just sit there and listen, is it? It's not enough to just attend a place of worship. Oh, it's to be in the way, yes, and do not neglect it. And may God put his loving arms around you and keep you and fix you attending the place of worship. But may he bring you in the way of prayer. Seeking the Lord will speak. Seeking the Lord will reveal himself. Seeking the Lord will teach you. Seeking something that you might know something of him. I being in the way. Oh, may you not listen to the voice of Satan, who will tell you, don't bother going anymore. You're wasting your time. All the years you've come, nothing's been done. It's not for you. You're not part of it. Your prayers are nothing. And so on he goes. Oh, may the Lord put his hand upon you and keep you at his footstool of mercy. And bless to you, ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I, being in the way. He prayed, and he ventured. And we have that word, don't we? Commit thy way unto the Lord. And it's often spoken of in a way of providence, your daily life, decisions, choices, things that you must do. But in this also, a way of grace, the means of grace as you attend upon it. Commit thy way. Lord, lead me both into the house of prayer and to thy feet in prayer and to thyself. And to thyself. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. I, being in the way. For Abraham's servant, it's a very long way. Some have thought it was hundreds of miles. Some have said it was 17 days journeying from where Abraham was dwelling back to the house of his brethren. We just read a few verses. Do we ever really truly consider the enormity of it? There wasn't a phone call ahead. My servant's coming. There's no letters, emails. So much is unknown. Such a great venture. Such great need. It almost seems impossible. Such a long way to go. And will I find? And then will she come? And return with me? Back to someone whom she's never seen? Will she leave all that she's known? And venture into the unknown? Maybe never to see. Never to see her family again. So many things unknown. So many things seem impossible. Such a long way. Not an easy way. It's not a little journey down the road to the next village. I being in the way. Oh, the dear servant here had an overwhelming sense of gratitude to the Lord. Oh, for his gracious leading. He could see all the way the Lord had led him. He had gone on a venture in prayer, believing that the Lord God of his master Abraham would lead him in that right way. And when he gets to the well, he offers a prayer. The Lord will show him a sign. He wanted the appointed one, the one of God's choosing. And he sought that the Lord would grant him a seal to it. Dear friends, may you and I be encouraged to inquire of the Lord and to seek his approbation upon the things that we attend to, his confirmation of it. Satan will tell you not to. He won't want it clearly shown to you. He'll put you off from asking. But we, beloved friends, at times of great importance, and what greater for you, leaving Abraham's servants missioned to one side, what greater matter for you and I is our never dying soul. And what need we have of seeking the Lord's directing hand, the Lord's sealing and confirming that the way that we're in is the way that leads to heaven at last. Dear friends, ask him for it. Gideon sought the fleece wet and the fleece dry. May the Lord help you to seek for the witnessing and the sealing of the Holy Spirit in your heart. The things that you know in your head to be sealed into your heart, that he might be pleased in your experience to demonstrate beyond doubt that he has loved you and gave himself for you, that he might lead you to the house of his master's brethren, to join with the people of God, the church of God, this side of the grave, to know what it is to walk in fellowship and union with the living church of God. Oh, this, beloved friends, is a right desire. Oh, that where the Lord is being pleased to meet with his people, that it might be said to you, that by the application of the Spirit in your heart, come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standest thou without? That you might both be received by the Lord Jesus Christ, but be received by his brethren and enter into church fellowship, and in a gospel way, in a gospel day, join the Lord's table in obedience, in a way of obedience. Do this in remembrance of me. There's a long way And for some of you, it might be a long time. But may it be as it was with Abraham's servant. It was the right way. I being in the way of obedience, of prayer, though it's a long way, maybe it's a difficult way, maybe it's a hard way, but you might prove that it's the right way, the right way. As Abraham's servant proved, I being in the way, the Lord led me. The Lord led me. Yes, he had choices to make. He had to gather his camels together. He had to gather some servants. He had to take things with him. There were practical things that had to be attended to. But the Lord led him. The Lord's gracious hand was upon him. And the Lord prospered his journey and led him. It's Abraham's servant led to one woman many hundreds of miles away whom he had never seen. And yet she was willing. She was God's appointed one. And the right way. Oh, the right way. It brings honour and glory to God. It brings worship out of poor, unworthy sinners. Oh, they are brought when they're in that right way and prove that they're led in that right way. It brings forth praise and worship of God and his kindness and his mercy. Well, they're not worthy to be found in the right way. But the mercy of God is that they were led there and brought there by him. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Oh, may the Lord be pleased to take us each by the hand. How often we can see the right way, or the way that others are walking. I wonder if there's a few this morning, you've cast a look around and you've seen one another and you've heard a little testimony of their hope in Jesus. And you can see the Lord's hands been upon them. And they brought from walking the wrong way. And they've been set on the right way. And you've witnessed them. And it's not always been an easy way. And sometimes some of them have had to wait a long time to be set in that right way. But they have. But you this morning, oh, you're looking. And you don't feel to be in that right way. Oh, you're in chapel. It's not enough. It's not enough because your soul is full of sin and you know something of it. And there's no rest in just coming into Swavesey Chapel. It doesn't answer the guilt and the condemnation that sin brings. And you've tried to pray. And the prayer itself hasn't given you the answer. And that hasn't brought you a removing of the guilt and the condemnation. But pray on you must. Oh, and it's a long time spent. Will I ever get there? Will I ever find that which I'm looking for, longing for, hoping for? Like the psalmist, oh, when wilt thou come unto me? Thou art blessing others, Lord. Do not pass me by. You're not this morning feeling in the right way. You're out of the way, out of the secret. Oh, may the Lord take you by the hand. Oh, may he bring you low to his feet. May he turn and shine and smile upon you. May he say unto your soul, I am thy salvation. May he reveal by his directing spirit, this is the way. Not that way, this is the way, walk ye in it. May you find his grace and faith bringing you to that point of venturing on him. Oh, may the Lord lead you as the good shepherd. Oh, may you hear his voice. Oh, may you be brought to follow him. I, being in the way, the Lord led me. Not the way that I thought he might. Not the way that I tracked down for him. Not the way that I might have chosen. But he led me. A strange way. An unusual way. A different way. A way that I've not known. You've not passed this way heretofore. He led me in darkness. But he led me. He led me by faith. He led me through the darkness, through the cloud. He led me with his promise in my heart that he will hear the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. He led me in that right way. He led me to himself. He led me away from myself, away from all the support that I used to rest on, all the comforts that I've always known. He led me out. He led me away. And he led me to himself. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Parish hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon at 2:30, and is also to preach again on Tuesday evening, and this service will be held in the vestry. And Mr. Cottingham will preach next Lord's Day And he also hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 515. Holy Ghost, we look to thee, raise the dead, the captive free. From the mighty take the prey, teach the weak to watch and pray. Hymn 515.
Thank you.
now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.